We have a couple of new guests joining us now. One is in London. Your name, sir?
Michael Goldfarb.
And our other guest is on the phone from Crystal City, Virginia. Your name, sir?
Also Michael Goldfarb.
Well, Michael Goldfarb, meet Michael Goldfarb. Welcome to Weekend Edition. Now, you're here for no particular reason other than the fact that you share that name and you've written for online publications. We're uniters here, okay? Not dividers. We're not interested in your politics, which may be different, but your locations may give away that one of you works for John McCain. That's the Virginia, Michael Goldfarb, and one is a writer and radio documentarian who's been heard on NPR, the Michael Goldfarb in London. Gentlemen, thanks very much, both of you, for being with us.
Pleasure, Scott.
Likewise.
You've never met before, right?
Never.
We have not, but I grew up listening to Michael Goldfarb from London, so I'm familiar with his work.
I always knew that I was old enough to be your father, Michael, but you didn't have to rub it in quite so quickly.
Are you gentlemen confused with each other?
It does happen from time to time. I have gotten some of Mr. Goldfarb's mail in the past, and the occasional joke from some of my fellow conservatives who will forward his stories to me.
It's reached a critical mass for me, Michael. I had posted something. This item was picked up by Gawker, and someone accused me of being you. And then I got an email from, I think, an old college classmate of yours who now writes for The New Yorker called Lauren Collins.
Of course, it's irresistible to Google this. There's a Michael Goldfarb who is in the Vanderbilt School of Engineering. There is an attorney in Seattle named Michael Goldfarb. I wonder if you folks are ever confused with them either.
I do see the news alerts for the Michael Goldfarb from Vanderbilt University, who seems to do some actually very fascinating and important work in developing prosthetic limbs for soldiers. So he seems to, please don't take this as an insult, Mr. Goldfarb, but I think he does perhaps more important work than either one of us.
Now that you've met, are your lives transformed?
My only real concern, I'm happy to have met you this way, Michael, is that should your candidate win the presidency, that you're going to end up either as press secretary or national security advisor. And if you get either of those appointments, that you make it clear from the beginning that you are not me.
Well, when they come for the indictments, I might clear some confusion.
Yes. Well, Michael Goldfarb and Michael Goldfarb, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.